Welcome to episode 2 of Canciones, Café y Fronteras. Salud. Just in advance, apologies if you guys hear dogs barking. We're at a friend's apartment. It was either reggaeton music or dogs, so we chose dogs today.
Dogs for the win.
Dogs for the win. Three-legged dog and a furry little poodle that's laying down back there. But today, we want to talk about... what was the topic?
Someone asked, I can't remember who it was that asked actually, but someone did ask to talk about why is LA expensive and why is it expensive to be here in this.
I think that's a good way to question is like, is LA expensive?
Because
people just automatically assume like LA is expensive, and like, I mean, it's a big city, so everybody's gonna assume that it is, but like, is it really? Like, how would you answer if someone's like, is LA expensive? What would you answer?
It depends on what you want out of life. Yeah, as a person. No, sí, ahí sí me dicen en el barrio. What you want out of life in general, like for your career, for family, you know, and everyone wants different things. That's what it just comes down to. We're a crazy ass species of fucking different people and different minds. So if you want a certain thing that is found in LA only, then it's not expensive. If what you're looking for is here, then you have to be okay with the living situation. But if for what you're looking for is not really here, and you're kind of looking for more like urban type, suburb-ish, more
picket fence family type thing.
Yeah, then of course this is a crazy ass city. Like fucking people drive here like they're driving with their ass or some shit sometimes.
That's an interesting experience.
Really, it's true. When I was going to Universal yesterday and Monday, I was like, what the hell is going on in this traffic?
I mean, you're not wrong.
It's
fascinating.
Yeah, it's also like 9 p.m. and we're having coffee.
Yeah, we're extremely exhausted. Went to the gym twice today, but that's besides the point. But yeah, so is LA expensive? The way I would say it, I mean, it is and it's not, and it's just like adding to what you said. Like, you have to pay the price for wanting to be in a city like this. You know, it's expensive because there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of networking opportunities. You know, it's like, I mean, yeah, like, you know, we get talked to all the time. It's like, you know, like for the price that you're paying in rent or blah, 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 the price that, you know, you pay in gas, and, you know, like you can have a like mansion over here and who knows where. And like, it's like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like
wherever no one wants to live.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, like if you want to live there and like, that's cool. But like, you know, that's not for us. You know, it's not for everybody. So like, you're gonna have to pay the price to be in a city where there's a lot of opportunity, and where there's a lot of people that can offer you these opportunities. You know, like other places, like the rent is cheap. The real estate. Thank you. The real estate is cheap because they're trying to get people to move there because nobody wants to live there. Like that's how it works. So like, you know, compared to places like that, then yeah, LA is expensive, but there's also ways to live in LA where it's not expensive. You know, like, you know, you live in a house with six people when your rent goes down, and I mean, you might not have like all the space that you want, but I mean, it's part of the process, and like, that's how you start. That's how you like cut bills. I mean, do you really need a flat screen TV in the house? Do you really need
Netflix, Hulu,
like, do you need all those streaming services that
HBO,
add up, you
know,
like
all that shit?
What is it? Like, I don't even know what Netflix costs anymore. But let's say you have Netflix, HBO, Hulu. What else is there? Apple TV,
HBO.
So that's five right there. That's five. Let's say each one of those costs $10. That's $50 a month right there. Like, that's gas. You know, like that's
savings.
That's savings. Whatever. You know, like, yeah, like. One thing is like save here in LA, because like, you definitely need savings. Like, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, you never know when shit's gonna hit the fan around here.
Also, like there's cheap markets that you can go to. Like, you know, like we live close to East LA, so there's some pretty like cheap markets where we can buy our groceries. we find ways to not have to buy groceries.
Like, yeah.
Thankfully,
be a mariachi.
Be a mariachi.
Background actor.
Yeah, background actor. You know, it's we're blessed enough to be fed on the weekends and also get paid. So
yeah.
Thank you to all our clients.
Shout out to you guys. Saludos a todos los
fans. But yeah, like, you know, there's ways to live in a city like this where it doesn't hurt your budget. You know, like, I mean, me and you were like making it work right now. We're trying to find our own place, you know, but like we're living in a tight ass room. You know, we're not going to lie to you and be like, oh yeah, we're musicians living the life. You know, we're living in a big ass loft. This isn't our loft. Like, we're just borrowing the space, you know, like it's just like we live in a tight ass room and we're making it work right now because that's what we have to do in order to make it work.
Yeah. And by the way, I save a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
We both save a lot of money because
we want to invest in a better place.
Yeah.
And like, that's the thing is like, I don't know if you've noticed, but like back in Tucson, I would spend way more money than I do here.
So do I.
Because 100%. It was affordable. Like I could, over there, I could afford to spend every weekend on like going out to eat, even like every day, honestly, and still afford rent. Here, not so much. And that's okay. You know, like I just got to make that sacrifice.
Well, here's the thing though. I think that you can. It's just that the difference is here you choose not to because you want something a little better than us sharing like a room forever.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, do I keep eating out and like every day and like doing all these things out, or do I like save my money to like invest in something where like where like for us, like a lot of the times our home is our workspace where you practice, where you write music, where you host rehearsals if you can or whatever, you know, it is. And there is like, I think that there is other great places in the world like to live in that are just as amazing as LA and are cheaper, but I think that here you find the higher level players in the game usually.
Like, if you're trying to be in any of if you're trying to build a career in any of the realms of art, whether it be acting, producing, musician, rapping, making beats, acting, dancing, any of those, like obviously, like, you know, the big cities, LA,
New York,
Atlanta, Nashville, all those, you got to get yourself there. If not, it all depends on like how big or how far you want to go. Like if you just want to, you know, be a well-known local musician and you're happy with that, that's totally fine. You know, like, don't let us influence. Like, our goals are completely different from each other's and like from another musician or from another actor, like, and that's completely fine. Like, we're just telling you like our experiences. But if you do want to like go far and like want to grow as much as you can, you need to get yourself to one of those cities, because if not, like, you know, there's only so much opportunity in a city where that work is not prevalent, you know.
You can't, it's like you can't squeeze a lime out of a fucking orange, you know, like a weird ass analogy. I don't know why I thought about that right now, but
I'm telling you, your brain fascinates. You went from ass driving to orange lemonade.
It fascinates me too sometimes, actually, though. Anyways, like, there is things here that you just won't get anywhere else. And to be fair though, there's things in the other cities where it's cheaper that you won't get here, that I don't get here in LA anymore, which is I'm fine with it. Maybe you're not, or maybe XYZ is not, but you have to evaluate like what you're fine with, what I am fine with. And I am fine with this because I think I speak from personal experience more, and then he can like add on to that as well. He's been here longer than I have. But I mean, in the time that I've been here, I think, you know, I've gotten some really good opportunities, fortunately, to work and to work with some great companies like Universal and stuff. So, you know, if I would have stayed back home in Tucson or Nogales, you know, Universal doesn't exist over there. Yeah. They're not worried about what's going on over there. Their market is here. Yeah. So, you know, thankfully I was in the right place over here at the right time, and I'm in there. But that's just one example, you know. Like, they're, Universal is a great company. I love, so far, you know, great interactions with them. But they're not in Tucson. So for me to be working with companies like that, I have to be here. I have to be here so they can take me seriously and And, you know, hopefully keep employing me.
Yeah. As, you know. Intense Universal.
Yeah. I love you guys. Stuart, if you're watching this, see you, man.
Yeah, but adding on to that, like,
we spoke about this in the previous episode that we did, but, like, we would, I mean, when I was here and you were back in Tucson, like, we would talk constantly, mm-hmm. and, like, you would, I remember we would, like, talk about, like, you know, like, the opportunities here, but it's, like, taking that jump, you know, like, it's scary for sure, like, it's terrifying, but, look, like, how long have you been in LA? Like, when? Yeah, it's like the end of July, end of June?
End of June.
End of June, so it's, what, like, 2 months?
Yeah.
2 months, and you've already worked at Universal, basically are a Universal employee. You have a position in a mariachi. We're working background, and on Friday, like, opportunities are there.
Yeah,
you just
You
just have to take the jump and be willing to put yourself
out there. And one thing I will say as well, to add on, is that here, there's companies like, you know, like people who we do the background work for are like Universal, and there's also Disney here. I don't work for Disney, not yet. Hopefully soon, one day. But that they look at artists, entertainers, whatever you are, singer, and they respect your craft and they respect what you do, not only as a hobby but as a profession. As they a look career. At you as a professional. I mean, my interactions when I first got to Universal was like, they're like, oh yeah, whatever you need. You don't have a guitar stand? We have a guitar stand for you. We have this for you. Whatever you need, we'll make it work for you. And that was like one of my first interactions where I was like, whoa, like these people, they want us here. They respect what I do. They respect the time and effort I put into practicing and studying and doing all kinds of shit to get to where I am right now, you know? And that's really, for me, that's one of the reasons I will probably stay here forever probably, because I like when people treat art as a profession and they view what I do or what we do as musicians,
because
painters.
Because it is a career.
Yeah, because it is. It is something that takes a lot of discipline and time to develop. Yes. It's not just like you sit down and then one day you're Quincy
it's not,
Jones
like
or,
I feel like a lot of
Bruno
people
Mars
think,
or whatever.
A lot of people think that like music is like, oh, okay, you sit down and you play an instrument. That's it, you know, like no, like it there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes before like we step on that stage or before we like record a song, you know, like it takes practice and like it is a career, you know, like me and him, like both of us, we mm-hmm. pay our bills solely through music and music related things. Like I do a little bit of background acting as well, but like you know, it's all within the arts, you know, it pays our bills. Like we pay the rent, I mean, you just got a car, like you're paying for your car. It pays for our food, you know, like
our boots,
our
ridiculous H&M spending.
What did we say today? We were like, okay, like, you know, we're going to work good this week. We're going to go.
Yeah,
know,
no, we've been working good.
Yeah, we have been. So we're like, oh, we're going to go buy some boots at H&M. They're like $50. And so I was like, okay, sure. But turns out they were $11, so even better, you know.
Yeah,
so,
they were on sale. Yeah. So shout out to H&M right there.
Yeah, thank you, H&M. But yeah, so like, you know, the city can be expensive if you make it expensive. Like, yeah, you can definitely go out in downtown, buy some drinks every weekend, and you're gonna see your check go down the drain really quick. Or you can, you know, start investing in yourself, you know. Like, if you're gonna pursue a career in LA where, you know, it takes sacrifice. Like, it takes sacrifice living in LA and pursuing a career in the arts. Like, that's just straight up what it is, you know, because it's, you have to hustle. LA is a hustle city. Like, LA is not the city to be working just a 9-to-5. Like, it can be, like, you can, but I think that's where you're kind of going to be like, you know, it's expensive. Like
that's when you're gonna be like, well, why don't I just go to another place where it's not?
You can do a 9-to-5 anywhere else.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
and be paid about the same. Like, and yeah, like LA, you gotta hustle. Like LA is the place where you can't just have one source of income. Like you gotta figure out how to diversify. I mean, even if you're in music, you gotta figure out a way to diversify your income through music. Like you're a musician, you know, like you're a guitarist, but you write, you compose, right? You compose, you back up artists. Recently, you could have had the opportunity to write for a film score. Mm-hmm. You've never done that before, but like, I asked you, I was like, hey, are you down to like write for a film score? And you're like, yeah. you know, like you've never done it before, yeah. but like you yeah. just like jump right in.
Learn how to do it.
You're
yeah,
like you know, it's all a process. You think like those everybody else that that has written a film score, like they're like, no, I'm not ready yet. You know, like I even if I went to classes for film scoring, like no, I'm not ready. Yeah. It's like, no, yeah. you just say yes and like you take the opportunity. Say, yeah. Even if it's not paid, even if it's like little pay, you take it because you never know where that's gonna lead. You never know who you're gonna meet. Like LA is about networking and it's about hustling. You gotta hustle as much as you can and network as much as you can. Everywhere that you go, everywhere that you work, talk to people. It's the simplest thing that you can do. Yeah. Because you don't know who they know, you don't know who they work for. And honestly, it's just, maybe it's just, they're gonna become a cool friend and like that's all that matters, you know? Like
yeah.
you don't always have to like say hi to someone expecting something from them. It's just like, networking is literally the simplest thing you can do in LA that can, and honestly anywhere, not just LA, but like it'll provide so much value to you just by remembering someone's name, yeah. saying hey, you know, like,
being personable with people, yeah, and yeah. just be chill.
Yeah, and I think personable is a really good word, because in a city with, what's the population, like 4.4 million, it's a lot, there's a lot of people here, in a city with a lot of people, remembering someone's name says a lot. You know, like even like in a small town, like it's hard for us humans. We got so much stuff going in our heads, like all the day about like our own personal stuff. Like, and that's not selfish. It's just like, you know, you're going about yes. your day. Everybody else is going the same way. But if you take the time to remember someone's name, that's going to stand out, you know? And I think that definitely helps in a city like this to help you, you know, break through the barriers and kind of like keep pushing forward in order to move up through the ranks and kind of eventually, you know, pay grades as well, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's just like how you decide to live in the city is mm-hmm. really what makes
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, you could go to, what's that Brazilian steakhouse?
Fugujishan.
Yeah, or whatever.
I don't know if I
eat there every yeah. night. If you wanted to, it's here. It's right downtown LA. But you yeah. know, it's you're gonna see the price of it.
Yeah.
On your account. And
or you can go to our favorite spot, 26th Avenue Tacos, yeah, $1 tacos. Yeah. Best al pastor I've ever had. Shout out to them. So yeah, like steak, tacos.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same thing, right?
I mean, yeah, carne asada is basically yeah, steak. Yeah. Yeah. It's just cooked, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's you pay for the lifestyle here, and it's like anything ever, any material thing. If you want something good, you're going to have to pay for it. Even if you yeah. want the best flat screen TV in the world, it's going to cost you probably yeah. a lot of money. If you want a Lamborghini or whatever, or a Ferrari, you're probably not going to pay $3,000 for that.
Yeah.
So it's like, the moral of the story is that good things cost
yeah.
money. And
like we say in Spanish, lo barato te sale caro.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
So it's like, it's all about investing here. It takes time. That's all it is. It's like, you're not gonna move to LA and boom, you're a
yeah.
millionaire. Like, no, like, none of the millionaires, I mean, some probably just got it from like hand-me-downs and stuff, but like the majority of them, like, they hustle their asses off. Like, you gotta work for it, you know?
I think one of our friends, he told me, you know, he was visiting and he's like, no offense, but I feel like people in LA are always in survival mode. They're always like, you know,
yeah.
on the race, and I was like, yeah, no, like, we had a very interesting conversation, and I was like, no offense, it's, I don't take any offense, I'm like, I agree 100%, am I in survival mode? 100% I agree, yes, I'm always on the run, like, yes, here, do you want to do this? Yes, I say yes, and then I figure out how the fuck I'm going to do it later, and, you know, and then I organize myself again to do whatever I need to do. But yes, it is a survival mode kind of lifestyle where your instincts have to kick in, you know? It's just like,
yeah.
I don't mean, what did people do when there wasn't Whole Foods to go buy groceries, you know?
You were going to say that. You were going to go to Whole Foods.
Well, of course. Shout out to Whole Foods, too. Fuck. Fucking
just
love that
place. Podcast shout outs today.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, what the fuck they do, you know, their survival instinct kicked in, they're like, fuck, I gotta hunt, I gotta go out there and get it, or else I won't eat, and you know, we've obviously progressed to that as a society, but there's nothing wrong with living in survival mode, and there's also nothing wrong with not living in survival mode.
Yeah.
So it just depends on what you're comfortable with at the at yeah. the end of the day. I like the chaos, and I like the fucking city, the noise, and yes. feeling like
It's never boring.
Yeah.
It's never boring.
Every day there's is a new something thing
going on. You know, it's yeah, and like it's survival mode, but like it's fun.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Fucking fun.
It's fun. Like I love it so much. Like I just feel like. It's gonna sound cliche, but I feel fucking alive. Like
no, yeah, just 100%.
Like always, I never know. Like every week, I don't know what my income is gonna be, but I know that I have an income because I'm working. Like I know when I work, I know how much I'm gonna get from that, but I just don't know, like how much I'm gonna work that week and like what the pay is. But I like that because I know, like whatever I got that week for pay. I'm like, okay, I could have done more. Or, damn, I did really good. You know, like, I'm always...
Reassessing yourself.
Yes, yeah. Like, it's just like, oh, man, I didn't hustle enough. Or, like, if I didn't get that much work, what did I do on my downtime? You know, like, what did I do...
That's going to produce more
Yeah,
work.
That's going to produce that, like, on my own, that if it doesn't pay me, like, me doing it at that moment, how can I create that in order to get paid later? Like, writing songs or just, like, these podcasts, you know, like... I mean, we could eventually get paid from them, but like that's not the point of this. Like, we're trying to add value to your lives and like give you advice, but like that's the point, is like if you didn't work and like if you're freelancing and you have downtime, what are you doing with that downtime? Are you making money, you know? And like that's how you live in LA. Like,
just because something doesn't make you money right now doesn't mean it won't in 10 years or 5 yeah. years or next year or next week or yeah. tomorrow. And I mean, that's kind of besides the point, but everything is like, here there's no instant gratification.
Yeah.
There's a lot of delayed gratification where you do something now.
Remember that word, towards delayed gratification.
Yeah. And it's kind of hard because we've kind of come to live in a society where
we've been wired.
Instant gratification. You want your favorite Netflix show?
Right away.
Just binge watch six yeah. seasons. Who gives a fuck? You want... Uber, you want food? You don't even need to get up. Yep. Just Uber Eats it, Grubhub or whatever, Postmates. I mean, anything you want. Literally, you can lay on your ass all day and eat three meals a day.
Without
leaving the couch and watch 20 million episodes, 20 million YouTube videos, just like that. But that's not usually the way other things work. And I mean, I feel like still I'm learning a lot about music and my instrument, like every day, or yeah. trying to at least, or every new gig that I get, there's something new yeah. that I could work on or I could get on. It's just like, it's a never ending story, and I'm okay with it. But yeah. again, reassessing, I keep repeating this, but it's the most important thing, because I feel like in a personal sense, and probably for him too, people have tried to give me advice of like, oh no, don't do music, like yeah. don't go to LA, like there's people are fake there, they're superficial, the it's expensive,
industry is gonna take advantage of you,
it's gonna blah, blah, blah. It's just go over there, and it's just like, for them that's good, that's the life they like to live. They don't yeah. like to live here, so that's cool for them. But yeah. that's where I had to reassess my value as a person and my time. Where do I want it to go? Mm-hmm. Do I want it to go here? Do I want it to go there? And at the end of the day, I had to make the decision for me, even though yeah. XYZ person is telling you. And a lot of you may say, well, you guys are giving me advice. I'm not telling you what to do with yeah, your life
or how to live your life. You yourself,
you have to figure that out. Yeah. But we're just kind of giving our own personal insight and our personal experience of what it's like. It's been like to live here. I mean, he's been here longer than I have, but I've been here. I mean, I've been here before too, like for a period of time. But now that I live here, of course, things are way different. But it's just our personal experience, and it doesn't mean that it has to be yours. And oh, yeah. because Chris and Angel are doing a podcast in LA, now I have to fucking move to LA and yeah, make a podcast. No, you have to do whatever you want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you have to be very conscious of your decisions and be sure that it is the decision that you want to take yeah. for yourself. That's always the main thing. Always base decisions for yourself. It sounds selfish, but you only got one life to live. and it's your life, not someone else's.
And you can't help others until you help yourself.
And this is also no offense to anybody that's ever like trying to give it advice about like, oh, don't move to LA. Like, we know that people that give advice is for our best interest. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they just want to make sure that we're okay, that, you know, like, we don't suffer. But honestly, like, we have to take the jump, you know, like, there is no growth without pain. You know, like, if you want to get a six pack, it's gonna fucking hurt. You know, same thing here. Like, if you want to grow in whatever area of your life you want to do, it's going to be uncomfortable. And like, so don't ever think that when someone tells you, like, don't move to LA, you know, it's like, they just have the best interest for you. But you will never know if you can make it unless you take that jump. And you took the jump, you're fine. I took the jump, I'm fine. You know, like, we're still making things work, but that's part of the process. Like, it's not going to happen from one day to another. You just keep on trucking, you know, like, and we'll make it work, you know, like. We're living in one of the most expensive cities in the United States, probably the world, solely living on music. And it's possible, you know. It's possible, you just got to find a way to do it. And I think the main thing is just, like, don't be lazy.
Yeah.
Don't be lazy.
Beat yourself every day, yeah. You know. Beat resistance. Yeah. And
be very conscious of how you use your time. Like, one thing, like, so I had a 9-to-5 while I was here in LA for a little bit before I decided to leave and just go full on in on music. But that didn't mean that I was just 9-to-5 and then after my 9-to-5 I was like, oh, I'm out, you know, like, I'm done for the day. It's like, no, like, that, like, I wanted to make sure that I moved to LA in order to do what I wanted to do. That 9-to-5 was just to get me here and kind of stabilize me. After I was done with my 9-to-5, whenever I was done, I'd practice, you know, like, whatever I could just to, like, keep my chops up, because I wasn't in the group at the time and I wanted to be in the mariachi group, and, like, I was just, you know, practicing. So, like, let's say music is not your thing, but you have something else, like, you have a side hustle, you want to start your own business, whatever it may be. If you have an office job from 9-to-5, what are you doing after that? You know, you got from, I mean, let's say commuting and stuff in LA, so, like, let's say you get home at 6:30, that means, let's say even 7. Let's say you get home at 7 after you're done with your office job. You have 7, 8, 9, 10. You still have 3 hours to work, which usually people use to binge watch Netflix. If you want to stay up a little later, you have, what did I count? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 5 hours till midnight, and you still get a good night's rest somewhat. You know, like, sleep is going to be a sacrifice too out here. Like, you got to sacrifice a little bit of sleep in order to produce some of the stuff that you want to do. But that's what I'm saying, like, there is time. People say that there's no time. There is time. There's always time if you make time, you know. I would always say there's no time for the gym if I'm, like, working all day, but there's time. You make time. Instead of, like, you wake up early, or you go straight out after work, or you set a designated time every day. Like, you set a designated time every day for the things you need to do. So, like, let's say work, write music, write my next film score, practice dancing, look at YouTube videos, you know, like, instead of, here's a challenge, instead of watching the next 5 episodes of,
I don't even know
what's popular anymore, whatever it may be, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, just because I know that's, like, whatever, but why don't you, like, look at YouTube videos of like, whatever you're in, you know, like, there's videos that you could just, like, how to write a film score, for an example, and you just listen to it. Like, you could be doing whatever and you just listen to it. Podcasts also provide a lot of knowledge, not just ours, but, like, other ones. So it's just, like, in order to make LA less expensive, fill your free time with ways that either produce more income or will produce more income later.
Yeah.
And that's how you survive here, because it's definitely a jungle, but it's a cool-ass jungle that it's a lot of fun.
One of my, well, the same friend that visited, he, if he's watching this, he's gonna know who I'm talking about, that I'm talking about him, but I don't want to say his name because I don't want to call him out like that.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, man, you know what, LA's a shithole, but it's beautiful. And it he's is. Like, you know what,
it is, it really is. Like,
he's like, yes. So is, he's like, he like had gone to New York recently, and he's like, guess what, New York's a shithole, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, he's from Texas, and he's like, hey, you know what? Texas is a shithole, but you know what? It's beautiful, man. Like, and that's how every place is. And he's right. Every place is a shithole, but it's beautiful. And it just depends on how...
That quote, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, it just depends on what, how you look at it. I love it here. Yeah. I've always wanted to live here, and I got the opportunity to come be
got
here.
Got a lot of opportunities now.
Yeah, well, that's it. Sometimes... That's shit.
all fell at once.
Yeah, it's like crazy. The universe speaking to me, I guess. There's... And I think one of the main things is just being personable. Like, don't be a dick.
Honestly, that's one of the best advice you could ever give. Don't be a dick. Just be a nice person.
Cool.
Just,
like,
if you don't follow Gary Vee, I recommend that you follow Gary Vee because that guy's amazing. And he literally says kindness is like the ultimate superpower. And honestly, it's the fucking truth. Just be nice. Yeah. Even if someone's a dick to you, that's on them, not on you.
Yeah.
Just be nice. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's their problem, not yours. Just go throughout your day doing what you need to do. That's it. That's all that matters.
I think I wanted to zone in a little bit on, like, you looking at yourself and what unfair advantages you have. If you say you do not have unfair advantages, I swear you're fucking lying. Because we all do. And you have to look at them and what they are. I can tell you one of my unfair advantages is that we've known each other since high school, and we are able to live in a room together and make things work. And then I know the other roommates, I've met them before. I already knew these people that I'm living with. And that was an unfair advantage for me that I could use now to my advantage to get me further to where I want. You know, and like, if you have people like that in your life that, you know, you're like, hey, let's fucking go live in a room together and hustle, and then once we combine our money, we'll have some enough to live where we want to live, or to do this project or whatever. I mean, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. You just have to, you know, you just have to ask sometimes. Just asking gets you a long way. But everyone does, and just because your unfair advantage is not that your daddy owned a corporate business and he gave it to you, that was not my unfair advantage either. So, and it's just because that wasn't your case doesn't mean that you can't do certain things or that you're limited. You do it. You can do them. It's just going to be in a different way than the guy who got the $70 million business inherited from his grandfather. Yeah. You know?
It rarely works that way.
And every unfair advantage, no matter how big or how small it is, it's an advantage. It's one that maybe someone else doesn't have that they wish they did. So, you know, maybe you think it's not an advantage, or you don't see it as an advantage. Maybe some people are like, well, you guys are sharing a room, that's not an advantage. Well, I mean, to me it is, because it gives you a chance to stabilize yourself and somewhere, you know, as opposed to, okay, here, live in a house with seven strangers or people you don't know, or like, go try and rent a studio for $2,000. It's just like, that's... You know,
yeah.
I admit that's an unfair advantage. It's not something really that I necessarily worked for. Like, I hustled my ass off to be in the situation. Like, it's just something that I already had, and I looked at it and I, you know, used it. But you would probably have it too, you know?
Yeah. And like, if you're going to decide to live in a city like this, it takes a little bit of sacrifice. Like, you're going to have to sacrifice some of the commodities that you had wherever else you're coming from, you know? Like, I had a nice ass apartment when I was in Tucson, but so I had to let it go, you know, like social media is a great thing. Just to sidetrack a little bit, social media is a great thing if you use it positively, but also don't let yourself be taken away by what you see all the time in social media. You'll see a lot of influencers like showing their like extravagant lifestyle, living in LA, you know, and like, could be true, it could be not, you know, but we're here telling you how it actually is. Like, we're sharing a tiny ass room trying to make things work, and that's part of the hustle, that's part of the process. Like, there's no shame in that. There is no shame in that whatsoever. Like, what is the most important part is that you're doing your part to survive here, and as long as you're doing
and
that,
to move forward
and to move forward, like, if you're doing your part, hustling every day, filling up your free time with ways to either get you more money or that will get you money later in life, investing into moving forward by getting knowledge or just like working it out with someone in order to like You know, it's like, you know, let's find a place, you know, let's invest in a good spot, like a creative space. Like, you can find those people and you can make those sacrifices. Like, it's just for a limited time only, you know? Like, it's not a forever thing. It can be a forever thing if you wanted to, and if you make the excuses in order to for you to stay there. But it doesn't have to, you know? Like, it just takes hustle.
And a lot of the times, even if you just move to a place like this, there's so many people like that here.
Yeah,
like, you can find someone that you just met a month ago that would be perfect for you to share a space with, and you guys collaborate. Yes. And you could also not, but the people are here that are ready. There's so many people that are ready to make that kind of sacrifice and ready to also work. Yes. You know,
that's the beautiful thing about LA is like, a lot of people around our age or even older too, like they're trying to make it too, you know.
Yeah,
they're trying to do their passion and like create it into a career. And that's the beautiful part, is because like, you have those shared experiences with those people and you instantly connect, and it makes it so much easier to create a community in this huge ass city that's a fucking jungle and feel welcomed.
Yeah.
You know, like that's fucking beautiful, you know, and like, I'm sure it's very similar in like New York and Atlanta. Like, we can't really speak to that because we haven't been there. But like in LA, that's what it is. Like, I've been doing like background scenes and like just talking to random people and like just made like I feel like in the stepbrother scenes, like I'm talking to them like, oh my god, dude, we just become best friends. Like, because it's like, it's like so much similarities. People just like dipping out on their like 9 to 5 to like pursue acting and blah blah blah. Like, I met a dude the other day who said that like he heard Donald Trump say a speech and it's like, oh, like central casting cannot find cops as good looking as this. And from that, he was like, what's central casting? He looked it up, he found his like background work. He's like, I can do this. He quit his job and started doing background work, and he's like, that's the only thing I have to thank Donald Trump for. And like, it's like, we started talking, like literally we talked from the day, from the time that we checked into to background until we got wrapped to set. And it's like, you'll find those people all over the city because everybody's in the same boat. And the beautiful thing about that too is that there's opportunity for every single one of them as long as they're willing to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
There's opportunity for every single one of them. The day you get greedy, I'm sorry, because there's no point. Like, there's opportunity for everybody. There's your space, there's work for you in whatever area of work you want to do.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah, I guess like, long story short, all those reasons are why it costs a little bit of more money than other places to live here, you know, and you guys can see all this stuff that we're talking about. Basically, I think we pay for it when, you know, in terms of rent and gas and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the price you pay for the greater good. Again, it's not an instant gratification, it's a delayed one. If you're rather pay the price to do something else, and that's cool. But then there's also like some people who like complain. They're like in their little bubble in el rancho, and they're like, oh fuck this place, like there's no one serious here, no one's taking me seriously like what I want to do. And it's just like, well, there's a world of people here that are super seriously like waiting for you to come and collaborate with them. It's just that it's much easier to sit back and complain about why people in your city aren't doing what you want. And it's just like, well, why the fuck should they? Why should they do what you want? Yeah. I mean, who am I or who are you or whatever to say that they should do what you want? You have to go to where the work is, not the work has to come to where you are.
The work will never come.
And it's just like, if you're like complaining and stuff and like people in my city like they're not whatever this and that, well then just, you're not bound, you're not tied to a tree there, you can move wherever you want. And that's one of the things I super appreciate about here, you know. Most of the people I've worked with are serious, like they're not trying to like waste time and screw around and like, oh, like we'll do it later. And like, no, it's like,
yeah, LA is a city where time, you can't get it back.
Yeah,
you can't get time back anywhere, but here you feel it.
Yeah, you feel, I mean, I feel
you
like,
waste an hour, that hour is gone.
Yeah, I feel like here, to me, time is a really weird concept, because I feel like it's Thursday tomorrow, and I just thought it was like Monday yesterday. Yes. And like, what the fuck, like, I mean, Like, it's just crazy, like, the way everything moves so fast. And you appreciate time a little more here, yes, because of the traffic as well. Since you plan your life around the traffic and how long it's going to take you to get places and stuff like that. It does make you appreciate things a little more. Like, the time is more valuable. Like, people are... If you have to host a rehearsal with people, and there's people coming from the Valley, people coming from LA, whatever, Santana or whatever, they don't have the time to go to your rehearsal and fuck around. Exactly. Because they just spent so much time in traffic that they're just gonna get there and ready to go. Let's go. Yeah. What's this is
like on the agenda. That rehearsal better be super fucking productive.
Yeah, because
if it's just like running through music, like, you could have done that at home.
Yeah, exactly. And you find that a lot here. I mean, thankfully, like, with the Universal gig I was speaking about, you know, I felt that right away with Jasmine, who I'm working with there, a great singer. Like, I could tell, like, okay, this is gonna be a thing, you know, like, she's serious about getting this done and, like, rehearsing and, like, keep putting this forward, like, putting this product forward. Like, none of this, like, oh, like, well, excuses, whatever. Yeah, like, yeah. Fuck, no. We're going to do this. This is ready. Yeah. Do you want to do it? Yes or no? Yes. Okay, next week, this is what we're doing. Yeah. This is what we got to get done. Eat sus.
You know? You'll find people that are like that. And, like, honestly, like, if you're like that, you're going to attract those type of people. Like, honestly, like, I'm sure that you've experienced that. Just like, holy shit, like, we're the same person. Like, or, like, anybody else that you've worked with. It's like, if you got that hustle, if you got that energy, you're going to attract that same energy, you know? And, like, I feel the same way with, like, the things that I've been doing. I've been trying to write as much music as I can, and, like, I've been attracting people that, like, are like, hey, yeah, let's work, you know, like, Jesus, the dude that, like, records, like, my singles, like, he's always like, hey, man, like, if I had to cancel on him, he's always, like, on me, he's like, hey, man, like, I just got a free spot, like, you willing to work? And it's like, if it works out, it works out. And I appreciate that, because that's a hustle, you know, it's like, trying to fill up his time with, like, as much as he can, you know, and, like, that's what you need to do here. Just always be, like, you know, and I come to think of it now, and I'm like, shit, what was I doing, like, before I started doing this, you know? Like, I had so much free time that I could have, like, put myself years ahead, and, like, I'm barely doing it now, you know? And it's like, and everything happens for a reason, you know? Like, it's part of the process, but, like, now I'm just like, wow, like, it feels so fucking good to just fill up my time with, like, everything that I love to do.
You know? I think you said something that's super gold right now, that you said, like, before, that you would, like, you don't know where all that time went, where you could have moved yourself forward.
I mean, but, I know.
Yeah, well, you know where it went, but you could have moved yourself forward.
Yeah,
and you didn't. The thing is that's kind of like how we are, weirdly, as human beings. Mm-hmm. We don't do it until we have to do it, until our back is against the wall and we don't see another way out. And now, until we see that, okay, I have to do it now. Yeah. I can't rely on XYZ external things to do it. And I mean, and some people don't, but.
Yeah.
For the most part, when you go and you put yourself in the situation where you have to do it, that's when a lot of the times you're going to be more prone to do it than versus staying in a situation where you don't have to do it. He didn't have to fill up his time with all these things in Tucson or Nogales. He didn't have to do it, so he didn't. And that's normal. That's just a human thing. That's just, we're all humans at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, personally speaking, to why I like this lifestyle, why I like the chaos and the instability of this all, is because I think that it builds a certain character in you that nothing else can take away. Because sometimes, and we've all experienced it before, when you're doing something you don't like to do or you don't want to do day in and day out, a lot of times your mind goes on autopilot. It's just like, okay, I'm gonna go do this thing again. Yeah. Like, but it's the
same process over and over
again. Over and over again, routine.
You're like awake. Like, you wake up out of bed, but you're not awake.
Yeah, you're like, okay, like, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. Yeah, work again. It's Monday. Yeah. Fuck Monday. It's like Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. Like, it just becomes a very, like, your mind starts going on autopilot. And one of the advantages I like about this lifestyle is that your mind doesn't go on autopilot because you cannot afford to let it.
You're really fucking
no fucking, like, oh, here I am just playing again. Like, you're working with people and for people that take what you do seriously, and they don't want to, like,
survival depends on you being.
Imagínate, llegó a Universal todo huevonado. again playing fucking song. Yeah, like they're gonna fucking be like, hey man, what the fuck? Seems like we're fucking paying you, man. Like get it together, you know? Like,
yeah, I think you said a really important word, and that's instability.
Yeah.
Stability doesn't exist in any scene, in any workplace. A company can go down, you can get fired, you can get sick, you can get hit by a car. Stability does not exist. If you want to do music, if you want to go into the arts, and someone tells you, don't go because it's unstable. Yeah, it is, because life is unstable. So might as well just live life unstably doing what you like, rather than living life unstably doing something that you don't like. And
yeah, companies can fold at any time, and that just happens all the time.
And that's the beauty about this fucking city, is that you can afford to do that here. You can afford to live a life of instability because the whole fucking city is like
stable. Yeah, it's just a fucking
hashtag earthquakes.
And yeah, that, and just in general, like, it's unstable. Sometimes I'm like driving home from my gig at 1 a.m. and there's like, I'm stuck in traffic. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
it's shouldn't you guys be home? Like,
yeah, shouldn't you be asleep? Yeah. Like, and if you, like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I'm like driving home from the valley or something. And I'm like fucking on the 10, fucking stuck in traffic. It's like, wait, it's 15 minutes in traffic. Yeah. And shit. And it's like, what the fuck? It's like 1:30 in the morning right now.
Why'd you crash?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's crazy. And stability, I agree with that. Stability doesn't exist. And a lot of the times, you know, some of these bigger companies and shit, they don't give a fuck. They'll fire you if they need to. Yeah. And if you die tomorrow, they'll hire someone else.
One of my favorite excuses that I had, I was like, no, but I have really good benefits. No, but like, you know, my retirement, it's like, those benefits can go away super quick. You know, like, they'll just, if they want to cut funding, they'll cut them. You know, like, retirement, like, you can build your own retirement. You can save, you know? Like,
and if,
you know,
and
it takes longer, obviously, it's a little harder, but it's still possible, you know?
And if usually if okay, let's say, I've never had a 9-to-5 on. Yeah.
Good job.
I'm far away from that spectrum. But,
Not to this 9-to-5. Not to this 9-to-5. Yeah. It's just not our thing.
It's not our thing. But I always ask this when people are trying to tell me, like, oh, well, the stability and or the benefits card. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, God forbid tomorrow you get cancer. Yeah. Is it going to cover you?
Nope.
Your chemotherapy?
Nope.
Your $100,000 chemotherapy? Nope. What's going to happen? They're going to tell you, oh, yeah, you have benefits, but
it's not enough.
It's not enough. You still got to get yourself.
Your benefits will cover your cold.
And then after and that. Yeah,
like my elementary school nurse had better Medicare than I think it's like an ice pack. It's all like they're all just things to like make you feel comfortable, you know, and like,
paradox too.
Yeah, and like honestly, the honest truth, while I had all those benefits, I never used them once. I didn't like. I'm pretty healthy. Like I like to consider myself that I'm pretty healthy. And, like, as long as I take care of myself, like, you know, but yeah, like I can walk outside right now and get hit by a car, but the benefits wouldn't have covered that either. You know?
Yeah.
And you know, then it's just like,
it's just all the thing that keeps you where, it keeps you where you are because, you know, and kind of sometimes that's how it has to be. That's how these companies run. They keep you where you want to be or where your mind tells you. Because you're comfortable and your mind goes on autopilot again and everything's normal and everyone does it. So it must be what it's true. And it's just like, everyone does it, but I'm not everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah, and neither are you. Exactly.
You're not everyone. You are yourself. You have your own journey. You have your own path.
Yeah.
Decide what you want to do. Going back to the question, is LA expensive?
It's up to you, actually.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Yeah. You're the only one that can answer that question. Someone asked me, I'm going to say no. Yeah, to me, it's not expensive because I get way more out of living here than I ever did. Yes. In one month and a half of living here, I've gotten way more than I ever did in 6 years of living in Tucson. And all I had to do was make the jump.
Yep.
Yeah. Right away, I... more, way more volume,
yeah,
and better like I said, better companies, better people who respect what I do. Mm-hmm. I did, honestly, really honestly, I didn't get that before in other places. Oh, you do music? Oh, wow. Like, you're, like, not real. Like, you don't got a real job.
And
like,
you have a degree.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just, like... You have a degree in music. Like, oh, like, you got a degree in music. Like, oh, that's not a real degree or whatever. Mm-hmm. And fuck you, like, it really
I
is.
I have a degree in global studies. I'm not even using that degree. Like...
Yeah,
you know, it's
and like, what? And side note, I guess music school is one of the hardest things that you ever go to. If you go to a music student, taking like,
you can't 50 bullshit credits, playing a piece.
Yeah,
you can't bullshit.
Can't bullshit your juries or your theory exam or your arranging class. You know,
I definitely bullshitted a lot of my exams.
Yeah, like I'm not. You're gonna get to your arranging final or your theory final, and if you don't know how to analyze a symphony,
if anybody's been through college. You know for a fact that gen ed that you took, you didn't study. Like, you know
for a fact that lot of people, they like, don't study in college.
It's like you go to SparkNotes or...
And
honestly, like, I googled questions and found the answers because it's the gen ed that, like...
SparkNotes doesn't exist for music theory 220 or music theory level 4 or whatever, counterpoint.
It does not exist for any work that you have to actually prove yourself through physical content. Like, if you're a musician, you have to prove that you can play. If you're a photographer, you gotta prove that you gotta know how to take a picture. If you're a painter, you gotta prove that you can paint. Dancer, same thing. Like, if you're on a stage, you gotta prove, like...
Yeah, and
you can't hide that.
And
you know?
For me, going through music school and stuff was such a really intense process, and I think you were there for a lot of my time there.
Yes.
And it was, like, crazy that it feels good to be here and be with working with people who look at what I do. And, like, they're like, hey, man, like, we think you're good. We think you're, we want you to be, work with us. And it's just like, no, I'm not the best, or I'm not the best in LA or whatever. I'm not some crazy, crazy prodigy or whatever. But it feels good that people acknowledge the work that I've put in to get to where
people respect that you put work
in. Respect. They see the work I've put in and they respect it. They're like, oh, shit, you did that, man. Like, thanks, and come work with us, and I respect them back by trying to, you know, be there on time, be personable, be hi, how are you, how was your day, or whatever, you know, just simple stuff like that.
Hard work will always be talent.
Yeah,
I don't care how talented you are.
100%.
I don't even think talent really exists, to be honest. Like, I mean,
debatably, there's some people that are,
but, you know, like there, it exists to a certain extent, but talent won't get you anywhere. Put you through the door, but what will keep you going is your hard work, and that's what you need to do in cities like this, you know. And like, you just need to put in the hard work in order to survive here.
Yeah,
and that's literally, it's not expensive. It can be if you wanted to, but if you really want to live in a city like this with all the opportunity, I don't care how talented you are or what, you just gotta work, hustle. And I love that word, hustle, because that's actually what it, like, is. It's a hustle. Like, you're not just working. You're, like, always, like, everywhere, you know? Like, dipping your feet in everything that you can in order to survive. And, you know, it brings you to your, like, primal instincts as a human. Mm-hmm, so it's like, I gotta survive. I gotta eat. I need a roof over my head, you know? I gotta wake up the next day and do it all over again. And it feels fucking good.
Yeah. It feels great.
Yeah. But, and that's all.
Yeah,
I can add to it. But yeah, I mean, if you guys don't agree with anything that we say, like, feel free to message us, you know, and we're not on that, like, in a good way. Like, we're down to have a conversation. Like, what we say is solely through our experiences, and I'm sure other people can relate. Do not take everything we say to heart, you know. Like, don't say it's like, yeah, they told me to move, so I moved. It's like, you know, like, we told you to move, like, that's for you, you know. Like, for us, we needed to take that jump, like, to get ourselves out there. Same goes for you. If you think that that's the best decision for you, then go for it. There is ways to live in a city like this, doing your passion. There's always ways. There's always a way to survive. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's the reason we're doing this, giving you guys advice through our experiences. If there's something that we didn't touch on that you would like us to hear, feel free to DM any one of us. I mean, I'm on IG as elalbur, ELALBURR. And then yours is...
aguitar12.
Yeah, so DM us. Feel free to call us if you have our numbers. We're not going to put our number on this because that's dangerous.
Yeah, because
creepy people out there.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
But thank you, guys. And then we'll keep you posted on the next episode. Thank you for joining us. Peace.